It is with great pleasure that I introduce to you chemist, author, and public speaker, Bob Barefoot.
At the beginning of the 20th century, 3% of Americans got cancer. 3%. And there was one scientific publication on biological calcium at the turn of the century. They had discovered that calcium was the element that produced the electrical power for the heart to beat. So they said it was crucial. They said biological calcium or dietary calcium must be crucial to the human health. And that was right at the turn of the century. By the middle of the 20th century, in 1950, there were a few more publications on calcium, just a few, all suggesting the importance of dietary calcium, and cancer at that time struck 20% of Americans got cancer in 1950. The dietary maximum for calcium was set by the men of wisdom. They called it recommended daily allowance, or RDAs. In the 1950, they said 650 milligrams of calcium per day, anything more could be toxic. Whoa. By 1972, the year that President Nixon declared war on cancer, cancer had risen to 27% of Americans. And more scientific research was suggesting the importance of dietary calcium. So the maximum, the recommended daily allowance, was upped from 650 to 800 milligrams a day with the warning, anything more could be toxic. By 1982, 30% of Americans were getting cancer. And dietary calcium was raised to 1,000 milligrams a day because it was becoming quite popular. My gosh, calcium has something to do with human health. By 1999, 38% of Americans get cancer. And in 1998, the year previous, there were 19,700 scientific publications on calcium. That meant 20,000 scientists were studying calcium. The result is, you turn on your TV set, you see calcium added, calcium fortified. You can't go a week without hearing about calcium now. And just a few years back, nobody even knew what calcium was. They responded by raising the recommended daily allowance. It is now 1,500 milligrams a day with a precaution. Anything more could be toxic. Of course, we're all rooting for 2,000 by the year 2000, even though anything more could be toxic. Do you know that by the year 2020, 50% of Americans will get cancer? And before the end of the next century, 100% will get cancer. The war has been lost. We have a disease called Alzheimer's that did not exist 60 years ago, and now almost 5 million Americans have Alzheimer's, a disease that didn't exist. In the past 20 years, diabetes has gone up 400%. Name me a disease that we're winning the war. Can't be done. We're not winning any war on any disease, apparently. Now, why we're talking about calcium is quite simple. I ask you to ask yourself, what am I, okay? And if you look in the mirror and say, what am I chemically? I know all of you will say, water. And the young ones will say, well, that's H2O. They like to use letters. H2O. Anybody hear of H2O? What's that? Hydrogen and oxygen. You're 78% hydrogen and oxygen. Now, if you add the gas nitrogen and carbon in the form of CO2 and methane, you are actually 96% gas. The 4% that's left over regulates your whole body. That's who you are, is what's left over. And what's left over, almost half of it's calcium. Calcium not only provides the electrical power for your heartbeat, calcium is crucial in DNA replication. A DNA is a double helix strand that is your blueprint to stay young, your blueprint for body repair. And DNA only works if it's laying in a cloud of calcium. So you can't even get better unless you have calcium in your system. The little calcium ion is so tough that it latches on to 7 nutrients and 1 water outside every cell and pulls it in the nutrient channel and feeds the cell. Detaches, goes back, gets 7 more, 1 water, pulls it in the cell. It feeds you. But the most important thing that calcium does is it douses acid. Water douses a flame. Calcium douses acid. And that's important because acid drives out oxygen. So the more calcium you have, the more oxygen you have. And we're critters of oxygen. So if you want to be healthy with oxygen, you have to have a lot of calcium in your system. So calcium is so important. There are literally hundreds of biological functions, and in the book, The Calcium Factor, we talk about them. So you can learn all about the hundreds of reasons why calcium is important, but don't do it without looking in the mirror and saying, I am a calcium critter. If people came from outer space and said, what are you? They'd say, you're a calcium critter. So calcium is crucial, crucial to your life. They have discovered that over 157 diseases are caused by calcium deficiency. And within about 20 years, that number will grow to over 500 diseases, all caused by one thing, lack of calcium. You have to replace the calcium. The problem we have in America is by the time you're 35, you have more calcium going out than going in. Therefore, you become acidic. You have no oxygen, and you start getting all these diseases, and it keeps going up, 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 and up. Now, in 1982, I met a man called Dr. Carl Riesch. I was a chemist, and I met a man called Dr. Carl Riesch. And Carl Riesch, when he was a child, he remembers, because his dad was so rich, that they had steak and eggs for breakfast. He said they had steak and soup for lunch, and they had steak and potatoes washed down with champagne for supper almost every day. And they were the most miserable, sickest family in the world. They were sick, sick, sick. And they died very young. When his grandmother died at 58, Carl rebelled and said, that's it, I'm not gonna do what my dad says. So his dad had one trait, and that was he was a German, and every year on his birthday, he would drink a quart of buttermilk. So Carl started drinking buttermilk, but he said he almost died. So he switched to regular milk and started drinking milk. And by gosh, he started feeling really good. Then the 1929 stock crash came, wiped his father out. They had no money. They went to a fishing village, and they had to unload fish off the ships just to live. Guess what they had for breakfast? Fish and eggs. You know what they had for lunch? Fish and soup. And for supper? Fish and vegetables from the garden and milk from Daisy. And he said within 3 months, his family had never been so healthy. It was incredible, he said. Diet? He says, apparently, Grandma was right. You are what you eat, and you are what you don't eat. So when he became a doctor in 1952, he decided to ask all his patients the simple question. Do you drink milk? If your answer was yes, he said, I am going to put you in category one. If your answer was no, he would ask you a second question. If you don't drink milk, do you like it? Or do you hate it? What's the deal? And some people would say, well, I drink the odd glass, I don't mind it. Oh, you're category two. And if you said, I don't drink it, I don't like it, you know, it gives me phlegm, I have allergies, or I have lactose intolerance, then he said, you're category three. By the time he had 2,000 patients, guess what happened? Category one was healthier than category two, was healthier than category three. Now, if we go out into the city of Albuquerque and we do a survey, we're gonna find that category one is healthier than category two. It'll work wherever you go, because it's not the milk, it's the calcium. The more calcium they have. So he asked all his patients in category one, how much are you drinking and how much are you eating? And he added up all the calcium, and it come out to be over 2,000 milligrams a day. Now remember, in 1950, the recommended daily allowance for calcium was 650 milligrams. These people were taking four times as much, and they were healthy. And in category two, it was 760 milligrams a day. In category three, it was 370 milligrams a day. So he said, the more calcium they're consuming, the healthier they are. So I'm going to give my unhealthy patients calcium. How much? 2,000 milligrams a day. He said, Bob, within a week, I had 2,000 constipated patients. But he says, we all knew that if you're constipated, you take milk or magnesium, which is magnesium. So to the regimen, he added about 600 milligrams of magnesium. And then he said, you do not give minerals without vitamins. And the vitamin for calcium is vitamin D. Now your intestine is lined with what we call VDR receptors, vitamin D receptors. And if they're full with 5,000 international units, which is a tenth of a milligram, which is 12 times the RDA, if they're full, you absorb 20 times as much calcium and about 10 times as much other nutrients. So he added 5,000 IU vitamin D. 1952, he became a medical maverick. They didn't know what to do with him. He was the very first doctor in North America exceeding the recommended daily allowance by huge quantities. Today, if a doctor did what he did, in 3 weeks he would lose his hospital privileges, and 3 weeks later he would lose his license. They don't put up with it. You either do as you're told or you're out. Back then they didn't know what to do with this man, so they let him go, and they just called him names. Quack. Now, they didn't really call him quack, he said. It took him about 20 years to earn that rank. Yeah, you know, and I know you people think that that's an insult, right? Quackery. Is it an insult? Think about that.